Hi, I'm Doug Gordon. Welcome back to Beta on Wisconsin Public Radio. If you're a fan of The Office, Better Call Saul, or the comedy horror series What We Do in the Shadows, you've probably seen Mark Proksch. Mark has carved out a successful career by playing mundane and annoying characters. He's a native of Onalaska, Wisconsin, but Mark didn't grow up dreaming of becoming an actor. His accidental career path began with his appearances on local TV morning shows as the so-called yo-yo expert, Kenny K. Strass Strasser.
My good friend Joe Pickett and I were living in Milwaukee at the time, and we were relatively bored. And so we came up with this idea of putting me on some morning shows as a character, and the character was coming to their local elementary school to teach kids about the environment through his yo-yo tricks. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Exactly.
But
that's the beauty of it, though.
But the TV stations, you know, they bought it, and so I was able to go on as this character, and they didn't know I was playing a character at all. And once I got on, you know, I would talk mostly about my awful home life or my strange stances on child rearing, and very little about the environment, and even less about, you know, being able to do any yo-yo tricks, which I can't yo-yo at all. So anytime I had to yo-yo, it went pretty disastrously.
How did you get started to do something like this?
That you want to hear a scary story?
A brief, scary
mm-hmm. brain fart. scary story is basically at one time this saved my life. I was literally in the gutter, and it was gambling, drugs, women, lotto. Well, that's basically gambling, but. I was looking the Grim Reaper in his eyes, and I was at a door, and it was locked, and I needed a key, and this was the doorknob, literally. And you know how when a drug addict gives it their all? That's what I did with this.
So how difficult was it to book appearances for K. Strass on these local morning TV shows?
Yeah, that was the easiest part of it. unfortunately, you know, I think we sent out 12 press releases, and by the end of the day, we had 10 bookings.
Wow. Did any of them give you kind of, you know, complain to you? Were any of them angry, any of the hosts?
No. They would walk off. I mean, like I had the plague, and it was always the poor camera person who had to come up and take my mic away from me. And during that, I'd be like, oh, that did not go well. That was, you know, I think I bombed that. And without fail, every time they'd say, no, it was, you know, you did okay. You did okay. You know, that goes to how sweet people are in Wisconsin, you know, always trying to smooth over your sore feelings.
Yeah. Did you ever feel any guilt about punking these local morning shows?
No, not really. And, you know, I think if I had gone in there and made them look like idiots, the hosts, then I absolutely would have. Or if I had, you know, in some way caused harm to the program itself. But, you know, it was definitely just something that I think was in a very lighthearted spirit. It was, you know, we didn't go in with any malice or trying to really prove anything. It was honestly just something to make people laugh.
How about you show us some yo-yo demonstrations?
See, you have the up and down.
Okay.
Okay, pretty basic.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Oh,
you're all right?
Yeah.
How long have you been practicing yo-yo?
Since
you were younger?
When did Schubert Dip come out?
Oh, I don't know. That's just... Don't hurt yourself.
Nope.
Oh!
You know what? Could we... Do you have a clip?
A clip?
Did Joe send a clip over?
No, we don't have a clip. That's a clip of what you've done before.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break.
How did you get busted?
People started uploading the appearances onto the internet. And after that happened, it started making the rounds. And so people started canceling our appearances, or they wanted to be in on the joke, which, you know, I didn't want. I didn't feel like that was what we were going for at all. And so, oddly enough, you know, writers in Hollywood were watching it. And so one day I got a call from Paul Lieberstein from The Office. He plays Toby on The Office. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, just told me he liked it a lot and asked if I'd want to come out and meet the writers. And so a week later, I flew out, met the writers, and a month later, I was on the show.
Yeah.
And so it really happened that quickly.
So tell me a bit about the character you played on The Office, Nate Nickerson.
Yeah, Nate was, you know, kind of just this, I always felt kind of a country bumpkin that moved into the city, and for whatever reason. You know, he's pretty socially inept, a bit hard of hearing, and very willing to do any of the, you know, any of the assignments that Dwight hands down to him. He's the type of person that's very devotional to someone in power.
You know who the vandal is. Now, I know a lot of these warehouse guys are your friends, but we've got chewing gum.
Gum's gotten mintier lately, have you noticed? Like, some of it's just too minty. It's like they're literally trying to hurt you.
Tell us who defaced the mural.
He did it.
Before Kay Strass landed you the gig on The Office and your acting career took off, what were you doing? Were you even thinking about pursuing acting, or was there not much time
between it? Acting was never on the... I mean, to become an actor in my household, which is very middle-class Wisconsin, would have been like me wanting to become the heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, it was so far away from what we knew. You know, my parents were very supportive in anything I did, but we didn't know any other actors or didn't have any in our, you know, in our family tree or anything. So it was a very foreign proposition. And so I almost feel like unless I was invited out here, I wouldn't have come out here.
I think my favorite project of yours is this thing you did, this morning show parody, appropriately enough, called Good Morning Tri-State.
Yeah, Good Morning Tri-State was kind of K-Strass flipped on its head. It was, instead of me coming into a morning show, I played the host of a morning show, and everyone around me was real and didn't know that I was playing a character. And so my co-host on the morning show, the weatherman, all the people that we brought in for interviews, they all thought I was real and that it was a real morning show.
Thank you for joining us today on Good Morning Tri-State. I'm Toby Dean.
And I'm Kelsa Kinsley.
So, Kelsa, did you have a good weekend?
Did I have a nice weekend? I had a great weekend. How about you? What did you do? Anything exciting?
Not so hot. Last week, as the viewers already know, my wife decided to file divorce papers.
That's not the best weekend.
Not the best weekend, no.
Whoa.
And so what happened was this weekend, I ended up buying a nice new shirt. But I did end up going to the Sarah McLachlan concert.
Oh, you did? She's awesome.
She was amazing. You would have loved her. I really, really love her.
She's a fellow Canuck, you know.
She's a Filipina Canuck?
Just a fellow Canuck.
Oh.
There's this great moment when it seems like your co-host realizes that the whole show is fake and she turns on you.
So now, when you mix your drinks, do you get a lot of people that end up inebriated or?
I mean, that's the goal ultimately, but you can definitely sip responsibly and have a few cocktails and be able to drive.
Oh, who wants to do that?
I ended up kissing a guy once.
Oh, that's perfect. That's exactly what this is for.
Did you say you ended up kissing a guy?
Once from drinking a little too much, but that was
before
I was sober, and now I'm sober except for...
Is that why your wife divorced you?
A little bit ago.
Well, perfect.
And
thank
on
you
that
so
note,
much.
Thank you so much, Paul. Paul's on for stopping by today and sharing such a wonderful, wonderful, delicious drink with us. Nice raspberry flavor liqueur. Thanks.
What happened on the set after the shooting? How did your co-host react?
Right after that, she came over and apologized to me for making that comment. The person that I created Good Morning Tri-State with, Jason Wolliner, who's a great writer-director out here, he and I have gone back and forth many times on whether or not we would pursue another Good Morning Tri-State, just because, unlike K-Stress, you are toying with people's ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, has never really sat well with me. There's some stuff that, like, Sacha Baron Cohen does or that I feel like, though it's brilliantly funny, I feel like it can be, it's a little mean. And that's something that I don't want to come across as as my end game.
Your acting career has really blossomed since The Office. You've been on all these other shows, including Better Call Saul. Tell me about the character you played on Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I play a character who calls himself Price, but his real name is Daniel Wormald. He was, he's another one of these arrogant idiots that just gets in over their head and thinks they can figure it all out and everything's going to be fine. And so he's working for a pharmaceutical company and he starts stealing oxycodone and teams up with a drug dealer and starts to get in over his head. And so he needs the help of Jonathan Banks's character, Mike Ehrmantraut, to sort things out.
I wonder how this is supposed to work. I mean, who goes first? You know, do I hand over the pills first? Or do they give me the money and then I hand over the pills? I mean, I guess it makes sense if we just exchanged at the same time, right? I mean, that's fair. I mean, just count to three.
Probably the less talk, the better.
Right. Yeah, I suppose you could really overthink something like this.
You know, Daniel is, again, just this type of person who thinks they have it all figured out, and then their chickens come home to roost, and they need help.
You're now starring in the FX horror comedy series What We Do in the Shadows, and you play an energy vampire named Colin Robinson. What is an energy vampire?
Yeah, well, you know one for sure. I'm sure there's a handful in your studio back home or any office that anyone works in.
Yeah.
An energy vampire is someone who just literally drains your energy by talking to you. And the more mundane subject that they're discussing with you, the more energy they're going to be able to suck from you. And they need your energy to live off, just like a blood-sucking vampire needs blood. And so I can go to my office job, which is basically my buffet. You know, I walk in and, I just start sucking the life out of these people as my breakfast and lunch and then a late afternoon snack.
This is my office, also known as the hunting ground.
Hi, Deb.
Energy vampires drain people's energy merely by talking to them.
Actual versus budget year to date? No thanks. You're going to be at that all day.
We either bore you with a long conversation.
I'm feeling better now. I was a little sick this weekend. Hey, Don. Don. I have to pee, too.
Jemaine Clement is the creator of What We Do in the Shadows, and he also appears in this show. He's probably best known as 50% of the music comedy duo Flight of the Conchords. He has said that you have this really great ability to improvise on boring subject matters. You can endlessly come up with stuff. So it makes me wonder, how did you learn to make boring so funny?
that's a really good question. I mean, I have three older brothers, and so I'm sure early on I was prone to trying to get attention from my parents. And so I have no doubt I would drone on and on about endless subjects that they had no interest in. But, as an adult, I feel like I steal a lot of those types of mannerisms just from people that I meet.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the people that are just a bit off. And I really love to learn and take mannerisms from them. And so, I worked in a lot of offices before I came out to LA. And so I would meet a lot of energy vampires throughout those offices in the Midwest. And, for me, it's a lot of just putting in the mannerisms and balancing, the droll comedy. You don't want what you're talking about to be so boring, but at the same time, you don't want it to be super jokey and funny, because that'll take away from it too. So it's a bit of a balance to keep those ridiculous tangents that I go on to read real and yet funny.
So would it be fair to call you the Titan of Tedium, the Duke of Dullards, the Master of the Mundane?
Yeah, I mean, my wife does. So I think that works.
Yeah.
These are people that I find endlessly amusing, all these characters that I've played. And, you know, just getting to jump into their world a little bit is so fun for me. It's never, ever been work for me at all.
And it's so much fun for us to watch you do these, inhabit these characters and things. Well, what is next for you?
Season two of What We Do in the Shadows, we're going to be starting up probably in September. And that film's up in Toronto. So I'll be back in the snow and cold. And, you know, it's all night shoots. I think we had 3 day shoots on the first season. And so the rest of the time there will be, I'll be filming at night. And so you get to go to bed around 8 or 9 in the morning, and you wake up and you have an hour, and then they pick you up and you go right back to work. So you start to feel like an actual vampire.
Yeah.
Also, FYI, I don't technically have a hearing problem, but sometimes when there's a lot of noises occurring at the same time, I'll hear them as one big jumble. Again, it's not that I can't hear, because that's false. I can. I just can't distinguish between everything I'm hearing.
Got it. Duly noted.
Mark Brooks is an actor and comedian from Wisconsin. He can be seen on the comedy horror FX series, What We Do in the Shadows. Find out more about Mark at WPR.org/beta.
Everything electric guitar that I do is always going to trace back to Hendrix's Band of Gypsies album, especially his solo on Machine Gun. That, to me, is the top expression of electric guitar.
Guitarist and composer Steve Tibbetts on his diverse styles of music. That's coming up next. I'm Doug Gordon, and this is Beta on Wisconsin Public Radio.